Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his stifles knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Planned a party they're gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Yellow, yellow, jello. That's me right now, folks. I'm just taking it all in. Things are kind of subsiding. The Indians aren't as restless as they were in the last two or three weeks. And guess what? I've been sent some stuff that I'm going to share with you people that I was shocked. And I mean shocked. So those of you in the Bigfoot world, maintain. We're going to get to all the Bigfoot stuff tonight. And we got Austin down there in Mississippi. He's going to tell you what he's gone through here. We got our good buddy Roger Peterson. He's done some research work, and he's come up with some stuff that'll blow your mind. But before we get into all that, you know, we've been talking about the civil unrest of what's going on in the world. And I got to tell you, folks, nobody really thought this stuff was a-coming. Nobody in the world thought, oh, my God, would everybody revolt, protest with arms in the air and go crazy in the streets and tear things up and blow things up and burn things up? I never thought of that. Because this is 2020. We don't do things like that. Civilized people don't do things like that. You know, I've heard all the story, and I'm totally blown away. Everybody has, remember folks, there's, when you pick up a 25-cent piece, on one side is different than the other side, isn't it? On any of the coins, no two sides is alike. Well, I've been saying that all my life. And everybody felt bad about this guy dying, George Floyd. All of a sudden, I get a text, and they said, do you know that the family of George Floyd, through donations as of 2 days ago, they received $13.7 million for the wife and the daughter? God bless them. I'm game for all that. Kanye West said, I'm going to pay for that girl's college education. God bless him.
He's trying to find the baby.
Yeah. And then the thing that bothers me, excuse me, the ambulance chaser attorney that they got, he's going to probably get another $100, $200 million, maybe more, from the city and state. Now, here in California, two officers died. You've read about it. You've seen it on TV. They had the funeral for the sheriff today. She was with child, pregnant baby in her stomach right now at the eulogy. I don't know how many, 3,000 people showed up from all over. And guess what? And the other poor guy there who died protecting our people and everything in Oakland. Yeah, they caught the culprit, and he confessed to her. They linked him to both murders. Are those women, what are those kids going to get? Are they going to get $13 million? They made this guy a martyr, okay? And then I'm sent the stuff. Don't believe me, just go to Googie. Googie has it all. It's called Snopes.com, S-N-O-P-E-S. And here's what it says. The media and the left have made George Floyd into a martyr. But who was he really? Says 1998, he did 10 months in prison for armed robbery. 2002, 8 months in the prison for cocaine. 2010, 10 months in prison for cocaine. Oh, 2004. 2005, 10 months in prison for cocaine. Listen to this one. In 2007, he did 5 years for armed robbery of a pregnant woman in her home. Shit. When he was killed, he was high on meth getting ready to drive a car and possibly kill one of our kids or someone else that we know on the streets. Too bad that pregnant woman that he robbed in her home didn't have a gun. It's right here in black and white, folks. I'm reading it to you like a T-I-Z. I'm shocked. Utterly shocked. Who's going to take care of my sheriff's department when this guy lost his life and all he was doing was out there protecting us? Same thing with that other security guy in Oakland. They left families. They've got nobody. And guess what? They were real cops. They were friggin' people that was protecting us. So what will they get? Will they get $13 million donated to them in the next 2 weeks? Well, is there an ambulance chaser around there somewhere that's going to sue the city and get them $100 million or $200 million? I got no idea, but I can tell you this. Something has gone awry in the judicial system of the United States of America, folks. We have been painted a primrose path, and I'm not too happy about it. So they all said, well, what can we do? Well, I guess what we can do, there's an election coming this year. Either going to go from one side to the other. What do you think about this, Rocky?
Well, when I saw Nancy Pelosi and George Floyd's family a folded American flag, something that they're only supposed to do for soldiers, dead soldiers, police, firefighters, I thought that it was, well, I can't really say what I thought it, because it was not nice. The black guy that got shot in Alabama, okay, yeah, he got shot after he fought with the cops, grabbed the one's taser and fired it at him. Yeah, he got shot in the back. He was out of prison. He was out of jail because of the COVID, the coronavirus thing. That's the only reason he was out. Known to be a wife beater and a kid beater. And they're working on making him a hero too. Okay, I don't care about a man's skin color, but you know, trash is trash. What they're doing now is they're talking about, everybody's talking about defunding the police. Of course, Joe Biden said, no, we can't do that. But then he either forgot or they told him that, you know, you're not going to get elected if you don't. So now he's changed his mind on that. He thinks he doesn't know what he's doing, but it's getting deeper. They got Seattle. They finally got Chaz or Chop, whatever it is today. They've got it from 6 blocks down to 3 blocks. You know, I'm pretty simple about my way of thinking. Somebody comes up and tries to set your house on fire, let the body hit the floor. Out here where I live, you know, these kind of people, the Antifa people and all that, they come around here. I've got plenty of land to hide the bodies in. That's all I can say. This isn't the man. I've been here since 1952, and this ain't the America that I grew up in. But you know, since they're trying to take it out of the cops' hands, it's going to have to go back into the citizens' hands. And I think it's time that, you know, you got all the people protesting, said, oh, we've got to get rid of these old awful conservatives and all that. I think it's time for the conservatives to quit being nice. It's time for the Republicans to grow spines. I mean, the chance is there for them to do what's right. And, you know, the ones that are doing the wrong, the mayors, the governors, the city officials and all that, you see the Democrats just, you know, they've turned into total marshmallows. I mean, said, okay, yeah, they set the place on fire. Well, you know, we shouldn't have to do anything about it. The cops can't go in there and do anything about it. The fire department, well, you know, everybody's a little bit overworked. And, you know, what cop is going to go into a situation where if he has to knock somebody in the head, he knows he's going to go to prison? It just makes no sense to me. And, you know, I've already talked to people that thinks that I'm just the most awful person in the world, because I said, you know, they said, oh, what should we do? I said, shoot. You know, take it in your own hands if cops can't do it. I've got lots of friends on the police force. I got kinfolk on the police force. You know, I would stand by and watch them done wrong. At the same time, they wouldn't do that.
Rocky,
they wouldn't stand to watch me.
And there's a lot of people listening right now that believe in what you're saying, you know, as well as I. But here's the thing I don't understand. Maybe you could shed some light on it for me. Please do, because you're a hell of a lot smarter man than I am. I'm a moron. How in the hell do you take a man that's been in prison, done all these years, and a dope addict, goes out, passes counterfeit money, he had meth, and then, oh, by the way, we heard from a different coroner today that he didn't die of asphyxiation, he died of a heart attack. But that's not the point. Whatever which way he died, he died. And it's a shame that another life was taken. But here's the point I don't get. Do we take these people and make them martyrs and then give their families millions and millions of dollars? Is that how it works in this country?
I don't know. To my way of thinking, what we need to give the families is, you know, I'm sorry that you chose this kind of a man as a mate. You know, Miss Floyd, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, your husband was, you know, he should have been in the pen anyhow. The one that got shot down in Alabama, I'm sorry, ma'am, but, you know, you've turned him in for beating you and your kid. He was supposed to have been. I say they need to be. They say, "Oh, the coronavirus." Well, I'm sorry, we're having to face it. Let them face it in their place. They should have been on the street. The police captain that got shot. The several cops that's been shot. Cop that got shot here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You know, the people that did all this, well, they got away with it so far.
But here's the point I'm bringing out, Rocky, and everybody else around the globe. Is this the example that we're setting for our kids? For the next generation coming up the ranks, and then to add insult to injury, they're tearing down these statues that have been there for eons. Christopher Columbus, Robert E. Lee.
Well,
what's going
on?
You
know, I look at all that. Okay, who's doing it? The people that are doing it are all your liberals and. A lot of the people that's allowing it is the Democrats, and most of the statues that they're pulling down are they're not smart enough to know it, but they're predominantly dead Democrat statues. I mean, there's no sense to be made of all of it because these people have no sense. As far as the kids that are growing up, I've got granddaughters, and it scares me to death because you've got the people that's trying to take our guns away from us, and while they're trying to take our guns away from us, they're trying to take all the protection we had as far as, you know, the cops. And so, you know, my problem is the generation that's coming up. They've never had to pull a trick. And you know, I hate to think that, you know, an old fart like me would have to be on the front line trying to protect
protect the kids and all that, because the government, when I say the government, we're still talking about the mayors, the city councils, the governors, and all that. So far, our governor's been pretty good about everything, but then here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, we've really not had any big thing. We had a protest by a bunch of little girly men that spent their lives in their grandma's basement playing video games. But I don't think there's any good come of it. But they're being loud.
Breaking up, Rocky. I can't hear you.
I can't I'm not going to bitch about protesters, because protesters, that's all they do is just make a bunch of noise. It's the people that's setting stuff on fire, injuring people. The one old boy that, you know, knocked the old 92-year-old woman down, busted her head on a fire hydrant. Well, you know, these people, they're not right. They're just not right in the head. Chaz, Chop, those people aren't right.
I think you're right, and I think what we need to do is get on with our show, because we're just going to vent, you and I, and people are going to say, hey, I don't want to listen to this shit no more. But at the same time,
well,
I think what's happened, Rocky, it's the inmates running the asylum.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to air out my beef. And, of course, my co-host has his two cents to put in, and he does it quite well. I don't know.
Well,
I just,
I'm
it's up to your
that.
Attention. You guys got your own opinions. You know which way is up, I hope. So that's what we're going to say this time on our show. Now we're going to go back to Bigfoot, which we know about. I want to go out there to Pascagoula, Mississippi. I got a young man named Austin. Austin, you out there? T3, is he out there?
He should be here.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi, Austin.
Yeah, how's it going?
We're doing well, thank you. First of all, thanks for calling in on the hotline, and thanks for telling us your story.
Yes, sir.
I'd love for you to tell our audience around the globe right now exactly what you experienced from A to Z. You have the stage, Austin, and everybody listen
yes, sir.
Up. How long ago did this happen?
This happened, say, about 3 days ago.
Okay. So tell everybody what transpired.
Yes, sir. It was me, my dad, and my grandpa, you know, doing our normal routine. We was out fishing. Say about, it was early in the morning. We left the house around 6, got out on about 7. We was down a little slough, probably about midway's bank, you know, we ended up hearing some loud knocking on a tree, like somebody's taking a wooden baseball bat and it's slamming against the tree. Well, it knocks 3 times and stops and does it again. And as we got closer, it gets louder and louder. And so my dad, he eases up around the bank and he could see something standing there, but he wasn't too sure what it is, so he ended up getting back in the boat. You know, as we were still fishing, we kept hearing it. Probably about an hour and a half ran by. And I ended up looking up on the internet what it could be. And I got to thinking, maybe it's a Bigfoot out there. I'm hitting a tree with a log or something. And I tell you, I ain't ever heard this loud of noise out up in the river like I heard the other day.
Okay.
But next weekend, I'm gonna try to get some pictures and I'm gonna try to send it all to y'all and so y'all can verify it.
That would be great. That would be great, Austin. We enjoy talking to new people coming in and getting acquainted with our hairy friend. And I'll make an announcement tonight. We're going to have my one of my producers on the line next week. He's going to talk about our new movie coming out, and it's called Monsters, Mysteries, and Myths. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this one's really out of the box, especially for me. But we have the paranormal. We got the long red-haired giants of Lovelock Cave. We've got mud fossils. We've got paranormal. We've got and stuff that's been filmed. And we also have UFOs. So this is really encompassing all of it, folks. And he'll be on the phone with us next week on the show. And he's going to be telling you all the goods and the bads and the differences in this new movie. And he called me today, this morning, and I'll tell you, it sounds like it's going to be a winner. It really does. Austin, please do me a favor. Anything you do get,
yes, sir.
Again, appreciate it. Call me personally. You got my number, and I'll tell you how to get it over to us electronically. And listen in to the rest of the show. Just mute yourself out, or T3 will do it. We got a lot more show ahead of us, and you're going to hear some amazing stories. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your contribution. And keep on trucking, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Austin from Cascagoula, Mississippi. Say that 10 times real quick. All right, now with any more further ado, one of our brethren, one of the senior trackers of all time, my personal good buddy, my brother, Roger Peterson. Roger, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom, but I don't know if y'all can hear me very well.
Loud and clear.
On my end, I'm getting a lot of static and cutting in and out, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, we hear you loud and clear, and you're not cutting out. Next time, get yourself a new phone.
Huh?
Okay. you're okay. So anyhow, I was telling everybody at the top of the hour, because the stuff that you sent me was mind-boggling. Now, I don't know how you're doing all that stuff, but it blew me away. So will you share that with our audience?
Yeah, well, you know, Tom, I do believe that you remember when you and Java Bob and Tim McMillan and people was there, and we went out and I showed you what was going on out there at Painted Rock. Well, I tell you what, when we first went out there, we got a video of the area, okay, and it showed some creatures on it, okay. And believe it or not, it's the God's truth. While we were there, I had gone out in my fatigues, you know, my combat boots and everything, in my little army head cover, you know. And I had my friend Bill and a lady friend that was with us out there. And her name was Jackie. And while we were out there getting all this done, getting pictures of everything, we were encountered by three dark, dark blue sedans with the windows blacked out. Okay? And we were already on our way out of there. And, I mean, they had us had an F-16 jet buzzing us. And then these guys come up and they had us like in a sandwich, you know, one in front of us, one behind us, and the other one on the side of us. And they followed us all the way out back to the highway. And when we got on the freeway, they came the same way, you know. And so I hid the tape just in case, you know what I mean? And we pulled into the to the A&W root beer stand there in Gila Bend and stopped to get something cold to drink, you know, because, well, you know how hot it is out there.
118 when we were there.
Yeah, but anyways, to make long story short, we got back to Douglas with the footage, and that's right after that is when we met you, right there in Gila Bend, and we went out, and I told you about us having the video, and you said, well, hey, how quick can you go get it, you know? And we went back out that night. That very night, we headed back out and came back in to get the tape to you. Remember?
Yep.
Anyway, not only that happened to me, but when I was still there in Gila Bend, I was living in a trailer court out there, and after this encounter with the creature that I had, oh God, I guess it was about almost a week, not quite, that the game warden that lived in our park, okay, I went and started to head out to go to town. I think we were going grocery shopping or something, but as we were going out, I get stopped before I even hit the road. You know, I was still in the park. I get stopped by him and a sheriff, you know, and he's telling me, he says, what was this thing that went on down there at Painted Rock? And I said, well, I said, why don't you ask anybody in town that's ridiculing me? And he said, well, he said, you shot an endangered species and you're going to do some jail time. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, I says, I'm going to tell you something like this, Al. You go ahead. And I put my hands out. I said, you go ahead and arrest me. I said, but I have the right to see what you said I killed. And I said, I have the right. My wife is going to go and go to KPHO TV5 News in Phoenix when you do arrest me. And then it's going to come all out in the news. And he looked at me kind of funny, and he started talking to the sheriff. And then he tells me, he says, well, he says, I'm going to put it to you like this. He said, for now, he said, you stay where you can be found and don't try to leave town. And I said, Al, what are you talking? I said, you're my next door neighbor, for Christ's sake. You know, I said, where am I going to know that you won't know it? You know? And after that, I started being followed wherever I went, you know? So that was when we decided to pack it up and we moved out here to Douglas, you know? And for the longest time, you know, I hadn't told anybody out here about it, and I wasn't talking to nobody until I met you, Tom. And it was a horrendous, hard, mind-boggling thing that happened, you know?
What did you ever do with that footage, by the way?
It just scared the living hell out of me.
No, I understand.
But,
you still got
I'll
that
tell you
place?
What, you know, with y'all coming out and believing in me and what happened to me made such a big difference, Tom.
Well, thank you. Me
and the funny too. Thing is, now I'm a celebrity in that dang town. I mean, because of you and I getting together and getting this out in the open, a lot of new industry came to that town, you know, and it meant jobs. So every time I go to that town now, shoot, I can't even buy my own meals.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Listen, can you let everybody know, because you had my attention pretty close on the Guadalupe lady. What's the story?
I didn't catch that, Don. You're breaking up. I didn't catch that.
I said, you sent me a text about the Guadalupe lady?
A text?
You sent me a text about the Guadalupe woman?
Uh-huh.
Okay, who was she? She was hidden in a British museum?
They said something about they had the darn thing on display over at the Indian Museum in Phoenix.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah. And from what everybody was telling me, they said it was the one that I shot, you know. And I never had the means to get over and find out for sure whether or not, you know. But I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd even want to see that darn thing up close dead.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Since the time we were there at Painted Rock, has there been any other encounters at all?
Yeah, other people in town saw the same thing after I did. And then they came to me after all the ridiculing they'd done to me and said, Roger, what did you see? And I just told them, I said, well, you know what? I said, I didn't see a damn thing. And I just let them live with the ridicule that I was getting, you know?
Yeah.
One of them, the guy took off to go to town on a beer run, okay? Had his boat up on a post on shore, you know, because it was all dirt on the thing except for the boat ramp. And he had a fence post that he pounded into the ground, and he hooked his boat to it. Well, when he got back, his boat was nowhere to be found. Okay? Then they started tucking around and found it was still hooked up, you know, on the rope, but it had been sunk.
Wow.
I kid you not, it had been sunk, Tom.
Wow.
Evidently, those creatures, they came down when he went out, and they were messing with his boat and they sunk it. You know? And I'm like, oh my God, you know? And I'll tell you what, it's a thing that I found out since then, going back to Gila Bend, that the Indians there, they call them the Tohono O'odhams, but back then they were just plain old Papago, you know? And it turns out that they all knew about those creatures being out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, man, why did you never tell anybody about it, you know? And then you know what they told me? They said all they would call us is drunken Indians.
Yeah.
You know? So that's about the status quo, you know?
You know, I got to, I remember when we were in Paris, Texas, and remember when what was that whirlwind that hit us that night? What do you call
yeah.
that thing?
Oh, yeah. That
it
night that I done, that I done near drowned.
What the hell was that?
That tornado that hit us?
Tornado. That's what it was. Can you believe that?
Yep,
folks?
And we wound up being right in the eye of it, if you
dead
remember.
Dead center. And I'll never forget
yep.
it because as I come back to camp, because Roger was holding the fort down because of apparently some guys had seen one of the creatures or two of the creatures running in and out of the camp, and he got into his tent for shelter, and this tornado came, and all of a sudden one of my guys said, "Hey, Roger's in the tent, and the tornado, and it's in the damn lake." You remember that?
Yep. And you remember right that that time that we had Andy Benora with us?
Yep.
You know, and was using him for bait. But anyway, we got all of our equipment damaged from water damage and everything. And I remember I was able to pull two prints off of my camera. And the main one that really, really excited me was the one with the female Bigfoot that was leaning, sitting down, leaning up against the tree, and she was suckling her young one.
I remember
that. And you remember,
yes.
I sent you that photo.
Yes, yes, yeah. I remember that.
And that one is, it's still on the site, right?
Oh, I'm sure it is, yeah. I'm like you. I get to look at them once or twice, and I move on, you know. Because we're still used to seeing so much of that kind of stuff. Well, listen,
but,
Roger,
I mean,
and thank you once again. Did you receive those movies I sent you yet?
Do what, Tom? I couldn't hear you again. It's cutting in and out.
Walmart and get a new, or wherever, Walmart and get a new phone. Did you receive those movies I sent you? Okay, I guess not. All right, folks, forgive him. He's got a bum phone. Let's go over.
Yeah, evidently we got a bum connection somehow.
I know. How is the Kentucky man? Is he with us, T3?
Tom, I'm not being able to catch what you're saying.
Okay, mute yourself out. T3, can you mute him out?
All righty.
All right, mute yourself out. We'll talk later. Okay. Are you there, Rock?
Yes, I am.
Is Swede with us tonight?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm here, Tom.
How you doing, Swede?
I'm doing well, thank you. Join the heat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how anybody can enjoy the heat. I hate the heat, but that's okay. And I know that you do, too. So, did you hear at the top of the hour this bullshit that's going on around the world? What do you think of it?
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, ignorance just makes more ignorance. I just can't get over the destruction of personal property, and the media just seems to think it's okay. Who's going to pay for that? You know, most insurance policies has a no looting. You know, doesn't cover nothing if it's looted.
Well, it's called act of God, and they don't cover it. So, guess I'll answer your question. We're going to pay it because they're going to jack up the taxes. There's no way, folks, that the government is going to give us all this money and we don't have to pay it back, that they're not going to get the money back. They'll get it tenfold, trust me, okay? And they may have the printing press and just go out and print that money like it's water, but at the same point in time, trust me, our taxes are going to go up. They're already starting it here in California, for Christ's sake. The zoos in the state of California are penniless. They're broke. They can't find money to feed all the animals in the zoo. So what does that mean now? Are we going to let them out so these tigers and lions and bears and cheetahs and all the other shit, are they going to go out there and kill human beings to eat? Somebody will come through with the money, I'm sure. It's nuts. It's crazy, guys. It is crazy, okay? So you know what's going to happen. The money's going to come in through taxes. So we, the working public today, who go out and earn a living, are going to get penalized for these morons that's going out burning cities up, killing these. Here's the thing that bothers me. You got a mom and pop store out there, and what's going on with them? Oh, they work all their life to build this business.
That's
now
what I'm saying.
Now some goofballs come along, Molotov cocktail, break in, take all their inventory, and now what's going to happen? They're going to go broke. So did anybody come up with a FundMe account and give them a couple of million dollars? Hell no. Hell to the no. I don't understand it, Swede. I really don't. I really
don't.
That's
the part that's the part that's bothering me. You know, Rocky's a business owner. I'm a business owner. I can tell you that it won't be that easy. I mean, there's got to be some pushback, you know, and I know a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I wouldn't let that happen. But I'm telling you straight up, I would not let that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I wouldn't either. But you know what? We're just a little gnat, a little flea in a dog's ass, you and I.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, but you remember how it is when you get bit by a chigger? You can't even see the chigger, but it can do some damage.
You bet.
That's a fact.
Is that what you are?
You get enough chiggers and they can make life hell.
Yes, they do. Now, who is that laughing in the background?
That was Doyle.
Doyle, I asked if you were here. Doyle, come on out. Come and join us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Godfather?
Well, I gotta tell you something. I was a little ticked off. Were you at the top of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you hear about this crap going on?
Oh, I've known all about it. I study this stuff. This is what I've done for a living for 30 years.
Yeah, but did you know
they
got a
right
fund
now,
account and they raised $13.7 million?
That's ridiculous.
Sure.
They should take that money away from them. I mean, give them enough to live on, but take the rest of that money away from them and distribute that amongst all these businesses that have been destroyed.
Hello. There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, exactly. Will it happen?
Hey, let me tell you this much. If you owe the IRS money, the government will come in and take your money and take it away from you and put you in jail. Well, I think this family, the conviction of them being alone, it's not a black-white thing. It's not a Martian green thing. It's a scumbag thing like Rocky was talking about earlier. And I'm sorry, he didn't deserve to die. I agree with that. But sometimes, you know, it's cost of doing damn business when you're in law enforcement. Sometimes people die on you. It's happened to me. You know, but, you know, the things that happen, you know, it's just all the way you have to articulate it. But I'm telling you, the government would step in and take you if you owed the IRS money, unless you're Al Sharpton. But if you owe the IRS, look what they done to Willie Nelson. Okay? Now, why can't we do the same thing to these $13 million or whatever that's coming in and take some of that and distribute that money back so these stores can rebuild and replenish their supplies?
That's a pimple on their ass, dude, and I'll tell you why. That ambulance chaser attorney that they've got are going to sue the city, going to sue the state, and let me tell you, they'll get another $200 million. Why can't they take that
$200 million, Tom?
Take care of the police forces there.
Right. Take that $200 million then.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
Make somebody responsible for this shit.
And that's,
you know, I guarantee you one thing. In Arkansas, if they were doing that stuff down there in Rocky's hometown, they'd be one damn business left standing. It'd be a pizza joint.
That's what they're here, dude. You know, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but when they sent me this stuff today, I said I got to let my people around the globe hear about this. Now, I don't know if they're under a rock, their head's under a rock, because my head sure as hell has been under one. I couldn't believe, I was shocked. Shocked. This guy's been in jail 5-6 times, prison. Okay? And now they're making him a martyr? They're taking beautiful statues down that have been up for, I don't know, 100 years, 50 years, 75 years? Are we going to be having him as a martyr, and we're going to make a bronze statue of him? I can't figure it out, folks. Can you help me?
Let me ask you this much. What happens whenever a black man or an Asian man or a Hispanic man kills a white person? When's the last time you went out and broke windows out of a store and stole you a 70-inch TV just because somebody of your race got killed?
Never.
Never. We don't do it. We're civilized. Like you said, we are civilized. But I'm just like those saying, you know, don't tread on me. I'm not going to come and hurt you, and I'm not going to harm you or do anything to you unless you try to harm me. And then, by God, you better watch out, because I know a few things. Now, just telling you about the same thing on these police ball shootings or whatever. About a year ago, during one of the last race riot things or whatever, a fellow from up north, an African-American gentleman, decides he's going to come into the good old Commonwealth. He singles out a single trooper who's sitting 45 miles away from any backup because it's so rural, that's the way they work here. Walks up, acts like he's going to ask him for, you know, directions or something. Trooper's going to be trying to help him, you know. Pulls a gun and blows his head off just to prove that he could kill a trooper, okay? You know what happened to him?
What?
You know what happened to him?
What?
They got the damn state SWAT team out. They hunted him down like a damn rabid dog he was and killed him like a damn rabid dog he was. No questions asked. I think it made two paragraphs in the one of the biggest state newspapers. Nothing else was ever said.
You know what I don't understand? You listen to me closely on this, Doral, and I'll shut up. All the damage that's been done, all the pilfering that's been done, all the thievery, what about the emotional trauma that people are enduring here? Who do you think's going to pay for it? You and I and everybody else around the world. You think these crazy kids that are doing it, these agitators that come into your city, paid agitators? You know, there was 126 people in Oakland.
They don't have no income. They don't do nothing but just lay on their asses. That's
true.
The problem.
They're getting paid by George Soros.
Oh, don't go there with me with that guy. You know, that's another clown. You know, I mean, you know, we could sit here for hours and go through all this red queue and bullshit. But you know, does it get anything accomplished? No, but can we take the wind out of the sails for a while and kind of rejoice and say, hey, where the hell are we? What are we doing here? Where are we going with all this?
We need a good old-fashioned awakening in this country.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we need
do.
To go back to the 60s and the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need to do. When your kid gets out of hand, bust his ass. I don't care if it's in the middle of Walmart or the Wendy's or the McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a thing called respect. I think
it's
we've lost.
Exactly right.
I think we've lost the respect. And the family unit is gone. In 9/10 of the homes today. And you know what caused that? Greed. Everybody trying to keep up with the friggin' Jones. And, you know, come out here to the West Coast and try to buy a house. Okay? Try to buy a house. A one-bedroom apartment is $2,800. A two-bedroom apartment, $5,200. Apartment, something you don't even friggin' own. They just came out with the rental guide. The highest rental for a one-bedroom in the United States of America is $3,200, one-bedroom. That's in San Francisco, California. York doesn't.
Exactly, Tom. Right. That's why people are living under rain tarps in the state of California, Pelosi's state, by the way. And I'm sure you've got a Pelosi bumper sticker on your car, Tom.
Yeah, sure do. With a 45. You know who her nephew is the governor. Newsom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I ask about all this bullshit going on, nepotism and everything else, it just blows me away. I'm thinking to myself, because you know these senators and House speakers and assemblymen and all that kind of shit. These people have these jobs for life. You see the average age of those people? I think it's 80 years old. And they don't want to lose them because they do nothing. They vote here, there, and everywhere. But when they retire, they retire with full pay. They retire with bodyguards. They retire with all those bells and whistles. Think about that.
Yeah, and that costs who? Who's paying that, Tom? We are.
Sure we are. But that's the problem today, Doyle. People don't understand it. They just think, oh, shit, the United States of America is going to take care of all of us. Yeah, they'll get us out of the mess they have, and they always will. But somebody in the near future is going to have to pay for this shit. It's just like this COVID-19. They opened up too fast around this country. Do you see what's happening now? Look at Michigan. Look at Nevada. Came out in the press today.
Look at
my county. They had more.
Until last week, Tom, we were COVID-free in my county. COVID-free with 38,000 people. We've got 8 confirmed cases now.
Wow, because the lockdown was taken off and the inmates were freed, weren't they?
You damn right. Over 120 prisoners released from the local jail.
You know what?
The complaints on the police departments went up like 200% last week. Because why? They turned the criminals loose. They started breaking the law again.
My God.
That's what they do. That's their job.
Well, by God, if they step foot on my back 40, they're unemployed.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put the last minute in by telling everybody my agent, my manager, who's been with me now for 12 years, I'm going to have him on the show next week, and he's going to talk about our new movie and the bevy of the branding of all of our movies, and you'll really, really like him. His name is Mark Bosco, ladies and gentlemen. He's been a true treasure and a brother unto me and to Searching for Bigfoot, and he will be to you also. But I got to tell you, there's some food for thought what we talk about here tonight. And those of you Bigfoot lovers, Sasquatch lovers around the world, I'm sorry. I get this bee in my bonnet, and it just pisses me off. And when they sent that stuff to me today, I had to make sure you people knew about it. Because I was in shock, and I mean total shock. I couldn't believe it myself. So it's been crazy as hell, and I'm just putting it out there. You think about it. You tell me what you think. When I found out how many times this man's been in jail, and then I found out $13.7 million, then they said, oh, that's enough. We don't need no more. Don't send us any more. Jesus Christ, man. I feel sorry for these poor little kids that just has their mama, and they says, well, mama, where's daddy at? We haven't seen him in about 6 years. Why don't you go get him and let him get killed so we can get all this money? I'll leave you with that thought.
Brilliant.
My guys in Arkansas, my co-host, Sweet, and to Rocky, I don't know where I'd be without you. Aston, thank you so much down there in Mississippi. And, of course, Roger, get a new phone. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rock. Stay safe.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving to